healthy and wealthy.
So who manages money in your home? According to Start Counting, a movement for women backed by the National Australia Bank, women are the key financial decision makers in most Australian households. Is that consistent with what happens under your roof? Let me know, 0437 922 720, or give me a call, 1300 222 720. But women make up less than 10% of the Bitcoin community, a digital currency that some say will be the money of the future. Enter cryptocurrency queens Abiti Pass and Amy Rose Goody. These two women collaborate from opposite ends of the country to create a podcast about women, for women in the crypto sphere. And they say men are very welcome to listen to. And money isn't the only thing they're good at. Abiti is a public speaker who's worked in a number of fields, from childcare to language teaching to renovating properties, while Amy Rose finds time to balance building design, a flooring company, and tech education. And on top of that, they are both mothers to young children. It's from their podcast. I want to know if they're singing it. Abiti and Amy Rose both join me on the line. Abiti is in Perth and Amy Rose is all the way from the Sunshine Coast. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Did you sing that?
No.
Oh.
We wish we did.
Oh, you would have done it better. No, it still sounded good. Abiti, first things first, for our listeners who may not have their heads around cryptocurrency, can you describe what it is and how it works in a sentence or two, if that's possible?
Well, cryptocurrency is a form of digital currency, and it was originated with Bitcoin that came out pretty much as a response to the global financial crisis and the falling of Lehman Brothers, what have you, around 2006, 2008. And so it's been a way of creating a new way to exchange value. And it means that we can do it peer-to-peer or business-to-business, person-to-person, without necessarily having to go through a third party like a bank.
Mm. Amy Rose, so many of us are terrified of change. I am what my uni lecturer called a digital native, not a digital immigrant like the older generations. But I can say for myself, I'd like to hide from the words cryptocurrency. Why can't we?
Well, it is definitely the future. We've got a couple of big banks who've come on board and have created their own cryptocurrency. So we've got JP Morgan, and one of the big Japanese banks is launching their own cryptocurrency as well next year. So it is the future. A lot of the things that we do on the internet are all cryptographically sealed. So your online banking already uses cryptography, which is basically to protect our data. And, you log into your Hotmail, everything is cryptographically sealed. So considering our money is already digital, it's the next step to secure it with cryptography. And that's actually what cryptocurrency is. It's digital money that is sealed, signed on technology, and it's safe.
Tell me, how did you two meet? I'm speaking to one of you from Perth and the other from the Sunshine Coast, and we're going to talk more about cryptocurrency, of course. But I heard it went from chats at daycare pickup to a podcast. How did that happen?
You can go to Abiti. How did this happen?
Sounds like we're in trouble. we met. I was a family daycare educator. I was working from home when my children were all very young, and it was the way that I could generate an income and care for my children simultaneously. And Amy Rose was one of the parents whose daughter came to me for care.
Wow, look at that. That's incredible. And you've both been a part of the crypto world for a while, a world that is at least 91% male from what we've read. What's it like being a woman in that space, Abiti?
It's pretty interesting. I think that when you establish firm friendships, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And there's a lot of fertile, creative, when I say fertile, it's very, it's a creative space. There's a lot of interesting and wonderful people with really interesting life-changing projects that they're wanting to launch. Having said that, we can bump up, especially with the online warriors, with the people behind their screens and on their keyboards, we can bump up against some pretty gruesome, I mean, we laughingly call it 1970s sexism. It's like, hello, guys, come into the current era. there was sort of some really outrageous comments that I read in 2017, which actually prompted me to want to take action and invite more women into the space and make sure that that intelligent voice of the feminine was being heard.
Amy Rose, what do you think women can bring to this world, and why is it important they get involved?
I think we went through a couple of other revolutions in the past where, you know, there was tech revolutions and a number of different revolutions that women didn't really have any play in, and it sort of trickled on into the future. So there's an underrepresentation in many industries. But if we balance it out, see, women obviously bring something and men bring something. And if we can have the joint interest of both sexes, then obviously we're going to have a much more robust and successful cryptocurrency and tech industry, because tech and finance is cryptocurrency. When these two industries combine, which they are, we're going to have men and women jump in, and I can only see success if we can get more women interested.
What can they bring to the yard that men can't?
Well, I think that men and women can both bring these elements. I think that women, unfortunately, have a bit of fear around money and around technology. And they have, at their age of around 11, girls seem to think that they can't do science and technology, engineering and math. They get excited about it up until their age and then they stop. So I think the things that women can bring is their confidence and lack of fear and excitement about what they can contribute, because absolutely, whatever men can do in the tech field, women can do it. And in fact, when it comes to programming and language, women are very good at language. We can bring that to the table, definitely. We're very good at programming languages and, you know, other languages, as Abidi could probably tell you. She speaks languages, lots of them.
It is 24 minutes past 7 on ABC Perth. If you've just tuned in, we have a special edition of Wealthy This Morning with the Crypto Clothes line. They are Abiti Catherine Pass, who is from Perth, and Amy Rose Goody, who is from the Sunshine Coast. And we're talking about cryptocurrency. Abiti, you are a strong advocate for seeing crypto become more widely accepted in Australia as a form of payment. And I hear that you're actually working hard to bring crypto to Fremantle. What will this mean?
Well, what we're looking to do is to create that sort of tourism, crypto tourism. There are people and places around the world where you can just pay with Bitcoin for absolutely everything. And in fact, our very own East Coast, from Brisbane all the way up to Agnes Water, you can do the entire trip paying in Bitcoin. And so we were fascinated by this idea, and we were really excited to be able to present something fresh to Fremantle, because a lot of people are whinging and moaning about the state of the city and the fact that shops are closing down. And we've been in discussion with the Chamber of Commerce and also with the local council plus private enterprise to say, how can we bring something fresh to Fremantle? And crypto payments, we feel, could be a really innovative way of turning Fremantle into a crypto-friendly city.
Wow, interesting, of all places. I have heard of crypto hotels and other such places, but that's really interesting. And I understand you're also working on a project, Crypto and Kids. Why should our kids be learning about cryptocurrency?
Well, we think it's really important, because children pick information up without necessarily questioning its relevance. Like they pick up information, they learn stuff, and they are open to new ideas and new thoughts, whereas adults, especially as you said before about the digital technology, you know, that you called yourself a digital native, but there are plenty of people that are quite afraid of crypto and don't understand its relevance. So in the same way that we have that ability to teach children a new language, or to teach children, children can be multilingual. They can pick up two or three languages before the age of two. And yet, as an adult, we struggle so much more with that. So we felt that the new generation really needed to be exposed to this information in order to have that that step forward.
We've got some interesting texts and calls coming through now. Dave wants to ask about the Canadian crypto baron. Did he fake his own death? And he's referring to Gerald Cotton, who was the CEO of Quadriga CX. Do you know much about that?
I do.
Yeah, tell me, Amy Rose.
I have to agree. There's a really good news article. I'm not going to shill that on ABC, who it is. But they did a really good investigation into Mr. Cotton, and I have to agree, I do believe that he faked his death. Yes, Dave, I did some research as well, and I just think there's a lot of shady co-founders involved who've been involved in other, you know, one of the co-founders was in prison. So I don't know, I just feel like it's very dodgy.
So just a bit of background, he's 30 years old, or was, or is, or whichever, had half $1 billion worth of cryptocurrency, and then he died, and now no one can get to the money because cryptocurrency is stored physically in drives. Is that correct?
Well, cryptocurrency isn't stored in drives. It's stored on a blockchain, which is a technology that underlines the whole thing. We have USBs, special USBs that you can use to store your keys to the blockchain.
Gotcha.
And so these keys to the blockchain, a lot of people have access, you know, to their own keys, and no one else, you know, that no one else can hold them. But this guy who died had a USB with the key on it to the blockchain that had, you know, billions of dollars in it. So he died, and they can't find the USB. So that's the problem.
What did they allege his motivation was for faking his own death?
Well, they were under a lot of scrutiny, and there were some money being stolen, and they weren't doing things the right way, and I think they were about to be, there was an inquiry that was about to happen into that exchange.
Wow, that's so fascinating. So it's got its own world, political structures, big characters, very fascinating indeed. Finally, what do you say to women or anyone listening in who would like to learn more about cryptocurrency but don't know where to start, Abeeti?
I think the most important thing is your attitude. I was myself somebody who was quite reticent to get involved, to be honest.
Yep.
It was a group of mums, and we were studying the price movements in gold and silver. And then slowly the conversation started to move across to crypto, and I'm like, let's go back to gold and silver. So I think it's important to notice as a woman that we do tend to have a tech aversion, not everyone, of course, and we do tend to have a finance aversion, which is an interesting contradiction given that we are apparently responsible for 87% of buying decisions in the household, like you were saying. So I think for women it's really important to jump in, listen. I mean, we're not shilling the clothesline, but the clothesline is a fabulous place to start. We wanted to make it very friendly, very chatty, and we wanted to make the information accessible in language which wasn't coding and which wasn't sort of finance speak, because both of those can be excessively boring if you don't know if you don't understand the sort of language and the lexicon being used. So we wanted to move it sideways and really bring the conversation to the street. What's really interesting is that most of our listeners are actually men. We were really surprised when we looked at that demographic, because we were aiming at women, especially mums, and what they're doing is they're using the clothesline as the tool to teach their women or to pass it on to their women, in the sense that, hey, you know, I really want to buy some crypto. A lot of women are really suspicious because they're saying, oh, that's a scam, that's a ripoff, because it gets a lot of bad press. And so then what these guys are doing is saying, hey, listen to these ladies, they're really funny.
Amy Rose, what do you think about that? Have you got any tips for anybody wanting to get into it?
Yeah, I think you just need to break down your own barriers, because my daughter, she's learning cryptocurrency. I was teaching cryptocurrency for a while. I had a 67-year-old woman who did a course that I offered a while ago. So it doesn't really matter who you are. It's just being aware of the innovations that are coming and being ahead of the game. If you can be ahead of the game in any revolution, particularly a tech revolution, then you're going to benefit being in the know. So I think just launch in, just dabble, just do what you're afraid to do, because that is always beneficial unless it's doing something really dangerous. But just jump in.
I'm going to have to learn, hey. I've got a six-month-old daughter. If I gave her a key right now, she'd put it straight in her mouth, but I should really get ahead of the game before it gets ahead of me. Thank you for both coming on this morning. It was really interesting to chat to you.
Thank you so much for having us.